Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm a little bit worried about you, John, in this episode, because you don't seem like you're full of the energy that you usually are.
Don't worry about me.
You don't seem like you're giving it like you usually do.
Get it fucking going.
I am. We started.
Oh, we started. Fuck, are we all right, lads? Are we getting
That's
on?
That's it.
There we go.
I'm fine and dandy. Don't worry about
it. How's the diet going?
All right. That's why I'm tired.
Spinning
is fucking hard work, by the way. Today's the hardest session I've done.
Do you do one with a teacher?
Oh, aye.
Or a screen?
No, teacher at front.
That's all I heard about on the way up here.
Right.
Different segments of the trip. And
Segments?
What was it? Two and a half minutes on? Three and a half minutes on?
3.5 minutes on, 30 seconds off today, and it was tough.
And then you're off again.
And you're fucking off, yeah. Power one. It's a power one, you know, when you're climbing up the hills.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Stand up.
No. Well, you sometimes stand up, but... Yeah,
when you've really got to...
So what's the music? Music is everything and stuff like
it's
that.
It's very dancey.
It's not your cup of tea.
No, but...
That's going to put Journey on.
But when you're obviously fucking into it, you're doing it to the rhythm, aren't you?
Yeah.
I reckon I'm almost a fluent dancer. Nah.
Not
a fluent dancer. Who has rhythm?
A fluid dancer, maybe?
Who has rhythm? Like,
rhythm
Louis
is a dancing.
Spence.
Louis Spence, yes.
My best mate looks like Louis Spence.
I've met him, Anna.
Yeah,
I've met him.
Jamie.
Bad dancer, him.
Oh, aye, shit. But looks like Louis Ben. No, what? It who's got rhythm? Congans?
Congans?
No, who's got rhythm? Like, from...
That's South America.
Yeah.
Like, spin the salsa
I'd say South America over Africa. Well, I don't know. I'm not generalising.
I don't know where you're going with this.
They're well known, the South Americans, aren't they?
I'm like a South American when I'm on that bike. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
The Brazilians, the Peruvians.
Brazilian, that's probably what I'm thinking.
Costa Rica.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm tired, so that's why I'm a little bit...
Are you fueling again?
Am I what?
Are you fueling?
Oh,
are you getting
he?
Enough in you? Yeah.
Jesus.
Fucking am I.
Full portion of spaghetti bolognese as a starter we had on the way up.
On food, we've had two, in my opinion, food disasters in the last 3 or 4 days. So we're in a kebab/pizza shop in Swansea Saturday night.
Three.
How did it get that time?
I don't know.
Because we were going from crash to crash trying to find some. I remember turning to one lad and just tapping him on the shoulder. Excuse me, mate, could you tell us if there's any venues around here for gentlemen of our age?
And he took his chupa chup lolly out and started talking to you. Yeah, we were very old. We were very old, weren't we?
Do you know what? We got to the point as well where it weren't necessary to carry on.
No.
Do you think? I think I was still enjoying myself because we went to three places. And they gradually got better, for me anyway.
But then we were tired then. I were tired and hungry then. So the culinary disasters. So the first thing, it was £75 for our takeaway order on Saturday night.
Excessive, that one.
We all had a pizza. We had two lots of kebab meats and chips.
I just had pizza and chips. Don't be tarnishing me with this.
No, this is not... We know what this is, don't we? So we've ordered three pizzas, two kebab meat and chips... An extra chips, because just in case you were hungry, and then a carbonara.
The carbonara was a bad shout.
The chef.
Even if...
Did you eat any of it?
I had the pizza.
The chef went to bed. Thought,
yeah.
Who the fucking hell's ordered a carbonara at 3:30 morning? It's the first time I've ever had to cook one of these at this time. But then
looking back, it was a strange choice.
But then your pizza came.
Yeah, it was an unusual choice. Sausage and chip pizza I went for.
Sausage, but it weren't proper sausage. It were like...
No, it was like hot dog sausage.
Hot dog wank sausages that you get out of the tin.
The thing was, the place, and I saw the food coming out, it looked incredible. So I was looking at the list and I thought, oh, that's a bit unusual. I'll give that a try. Varieties of spice of life and all. Try something a bit different.
Well, did you ask for pineapple on it?
Yeah, I did. They didn't have it. It was Italian and he nearly spat in my face. But it was terrible.
But yeah, the sausage was
sausage and
bad.
Chip pizza horrendous. Mm.
The order of carbonara was
you've got no explanation.
Unexcusable.
You went straight to bed as well when we got back. Left all your
food.
It was
the wait in the taxi. Wait for taxi.
I come checking if you're all right. I was worried about you.
Not like you to leave that much food knocking about. And so that was the first culinary disaster: the sausage and chip pizza. The second one I witnessed tonight. So you've ordered a pasta dish and a pizza for your main, haven't you? So do you know how they said I had a spaghetti bolognese and then fajitas?
Yeah.
So I had two main meals. He did as well, but he just had them all at the same time, which obviously makes it totally different and acceptable.
Small pizza with...
Vegetarian pizza, right? I've never seen as much broccoli in my life. Broccoli on a pizza.
Good. It was caramelised onion, goat's cheese, and broccoli. And there was probably
70% broccoli.
A lot, yeah, too much broccoli. I still ate it though.
Just like a
slice.
A proper broccoli. No.
Just full trees.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, it weren't whole. It'd been cut off the main stem, but it was just like a broccoli splattered around this pizza.
Are you just alternating, spin one day, swim the next?
No, it just depends what I can do. Because spinning's only like 9:15 till 10.
At what point are you going to start doing both? Do your spin straight in the
then
pool?
Then go for a swim.
It's all on timing because I'm not. It's like a not council baths, but it's like council run baths. So they've got times for everything.
Yeah. How many is in class?
This morning there were probably 15, 16.
Are you in with them all now? Like
I've started
morning,
to start to have a little bit of conversation now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right in invested.
Really?
Yeah. He's bought some gym kit.
Oh, I have.
Padded? Have you got padded pants?
Nah, I ain't gone that far.
All in good time.
Because you know this yourself, but them Lacoste shorts needed to go, didn't they?
They probably weren't suitable for spinning.
Any kind of gym.
You must wear environment. You must put underpants on for spinning, surely.
No, I don't own a pair of underpants. You know I don't.
You don't have a cycle shorts. You've got to keep it all tucked in for a spin.
No, it's flapping about. Like the Brazilians.
I bet they can't see it music, can they, without slapping?
Especially the old saggy testicles, now I've got a bit older. You could probably see them at the bottom at
Lacoste. What's the man at the front like? Is he motivational?
He's not always a man. I've had four.
Well, the person at the front.
I've had four different instructors so far.
Right.
But the thing is with it, I've got to go to a class. Because if I went on my own to the gym, right, as soon as it started hurting, I'd just fuck it off.
Right, but you've got somebody.
So I'm in the class. I know that I can't.
Yeah.
But you need a bit of motivation from the instructor, don't you? You need them to keep you going.
No, because I'm in the zone. So I'll go through that door. I'm in the zone.
Do you get a nose drip on?
Oh, fucking right, I do. It's fucking. I'm lathered. We're the only man today.
Perfect.
Back row. I know your game.
No, I'm at the front. There's only one person in this fucking corporation.
I'm not part of this conversation.
Who met himself at the back.
Corporation conversation.
So yeah, so swimming, I've started doing a lot more front crawl. I struggle with front crawl.
Do you get in the fast lane?
Oh, aye. Yeah, I'm in the fast lane.
Butterfly?
You don't want to splash everybody, do you?
What a terrible pump that was. The butterfly. Who does the butterfly?
I don't know.
I get raging me when there's a splasher in pool. Because even front crawls a bit much.
I know.
Like Shamu.
Breathing's a problem. I've seen breathing. Breathing with front crawl.
Do you look both sides when you're doing it?
Well, to be fair, the other day when I went, I literally felt some woman back of some woman's legs. I need to get some goggles and all.
You can't be doing
bloody
that.
John, that's basics, John? That.
What, goggles?
Yeah,
goggles.
You get chucked out for heavy petting.
Have I told you about when that actually happened?
Well, no.
Have I ever told it on here? So we're about 17, 18. I'm sure I've told it. 17, 18, anyway, I went swimming with my then girlfriend, right? So I just leisurely swimming that and gone down to the deep end and I've gone underneath the water, obviously no goggles on. And I've tickled a fanny, right? So I put my head up all like happy as Larry, you know, like a duck just coming back up. It's just got a maggot off the floor. Pop my head up, it weren't her.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Have I not told you this?
No, I don't think you should be telling anybody either.
So I've tickled this woman's fanny, right?
And hold on a minute. When you pop your head out, what's the big reveal?
Like she's age. Probably 40-ish, right? So obviously I've looked at her. She's looked at me, and I'll tell you what, I'd have bet Phelps at other end. I fucking swam to other end as fast as possible.
No apology.
No apology
to start with. I'm startled. I didn't know what to do.
So tickle and run.
So I tickle the fanny, pop my head up, smile. Oh no, smile went. So I've got to other end, and my then girlfriend were obviously at that end, you know, with arms on side. And this woman swam up, and to be fair to her, she had got a fucking smile on her face, right? And I looked at her, and I pointed at her and pointed at my then girlfriend because they got the same colour cosy on. And she just went, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Honestly, mate, I think I'm on list.
You've got to wear lilac. You could have been on front page at Chronicle.
I think honestly, I swear to God, I thought I were on list. I thought I'm gonna get frog marched out of here.
Did they have the same colour hair?
What pubic?
They both had spiders' legs.
I can tell you now they were both trimmers.
Come on.
You're in the water.
Oh, I thought you just like walked up behind and then dove under the water.
I'm swimming that way. Obviously no goggles, so I've got more or less got my eyes closed, or I can't really see.
Are you trying to do a length under the water or something like?
I can't.
We need to get the bottom of this, John.
Detail. So the top and bottom of it is right.
Could be your defence.
top and bottom of it.
I've got to get back in touch.
I've gone under the water. I've seen this silhouette with the same colour costume on. As my then girlfriend.
You can't be just basing it on a silhouette, John. Jesus. That's not going to stand up in court.
No goggles.
No goggles. The flash of pink. He's gone in with a finger tickler.
We're obviously not filming this, obviously. You can't see, but this is my technique. So I've tickled the fanny, popped my head up, as I say, like a duck coming up, and looked at her with a smile on my face, and then the smile's just gone. I fucking Michael Phelps it to the other end. I've said to her, I'm in bother here. I said, I've just, this woman who's swimming up here with a smile on her face. I said, I've just tickled the fanny at the other end. I can't believe I never told you this. So
I'm in bother here, I'm just tickled the woman's fanny up in deep end.
Were you getting these kind of questions off your then ex-girlfriend?
No, because...
Your then girlfriend?
Because she says, you've done what? And then big time, we sort of that, what we're going on. She was nearly at this end. Because she was a strong swimmer and all.
Did you show your then girlfriend the technique as well? Did you go, this is what I went for?
So, basically, but as I said, as she's come up, she's realised the situation. She's seen the same colour bikini. And I said, I'm really sorry, I thought you were my girlfriend. And she's gone like, don't worry about it.
I mean, fair play to her for coming down.
Yeah.
You know, she could have...
And being
she could have given okay help, about really. It.
Oh, yeah. My mother okay. I honestly thought... I'm going to have handcuffs on behind me getting frog matched out at Metrodome.
Well, your trunks as well, that'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it, back at that?
Especially with hard on.
Damn.
I can't believe I've never said, told you that.
What, in court, how's that standing up? Guilty?
I think I'm...
Oh, definitely.
So did you have goggles on, Mr. Parkin? No.
Mistaken identity, innit?
We saw the young man, he popped his head up, he smiled... Realised he was being watched and then darted for the changing rooms.
Anyway, so I'm probably very close to being on the list. Luckily, so I understand him.
Any swim pool incidents?
No, not really. I can't compete with that.
That
is top tier.
I genuinely can't believe I've never sold you that.
I must compliment the technique, though.
It's good, isn't it?
I know nobody could see it, but... the Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
So yeah, so to answer your question, yeah, one or depending on timings and what I'm on with.
Are we going back to the original?
Yeah, going back to what are you doing both yet? You're out running, aren't you, big dog?
Been doing a bit of running. Yeah, trying. I think we're all trying, aren't we?
I think there's a bit of competition with you too. I'm enjoying it. A bit healthy, healthy competition, though.
I think you're doing really well, John.
I'm not going to give a fuck. Perfectly honest.
We'll give you a bit.
I don't need fucking confidence off you.
Like, I'm just saying well done. You're doing really well.
Means a lot.
So you did a full half marathon.
I did the other day.
For some, you said it was 24 miles. I thought a full marathon was 26 miles. Have I got that completely wrong?
I'm going to have to Google. 26.2, I think.
Yeah, I think 13 miles is half.
26.
I did 12 mile anyway over there. So I'm just trying to build myself up. So I did 12 mile and that last 2 mile was...
torture.
Yeah.
What was the longest you'd ran before that in this training block?
Training block.
10.
Oh, that's better than I thought.
No, 8.
It's coming down. Yeah. What's the correct
to
answer?
The longest he's ever run in his entire life is 6 miles. Not just in this training block, ever.
There was no hesitation there. 10.
Well, I get mixed up between the 8. Some things tell you K, don't they? Some things tell you miles, but 8 miles.
When's the run? 2 months?
Yeah. So I've got to double up.
I would say with my maths, it's actually going to treble up.
And a little bit more. No, I've done 12, so that's 20.
K or miles?
No, miles.
Oh, sorry. How fast? How long does it take to do 12?
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Yeah. So that's not bad pace, that, I don't think. I'll tell you what I am enjoying, though, because I've never used it before, Strava.
Are you a bit of a Strava wanker, Chris?
I am, no. I think it's the only kind of social media kind of thing that I use now, but I enjoy it.
What do you take a picture of? Your route, or do you get a selfie?
I've started a thing where unusual litter, and I take a picture of unusual things that I see on my run. It's a great feature. If anybody wants to follow me, I've got white goods in rivers, dog shit in trees.
There must be a lot in that canal near your man's where you went the other day.
Yeah. Oh, a burnt out motorbike. I saw one of them the other day. So if anybody wants to follow me on Strava, there's some really exciting stuff coming up.
Remember when Phil Neville posted his 5K time and it was world record?
Come on, Philip. Come on. Put it on a race off. Put it on one of Alex Ferguson's race offers.
Unbelievable.
Speaking of that, though, what about Sunderland manager?
Oh, in terms of unusual.
Pulling wool over people's eyes.
I know. Did you say it?
No, explain. Well, you've obviously said explain it to us.
So basically, it's only came out since he got sacked. So obviously, on Twitter, he was under fire from the off of getting the job. So then he's getting the pot, and someone's dug deep into this account called Player HQ. So right since he was at QPR, this account's been
backing him.
Backing him, saying say if there's someone who says, oh, Beale, unbelievable job, give him a new contract, this and that, we'll get a like from this page.
Yeah.
And then moving on to Rangers, it was something else about just positivity anyway. And then one of the recent ones at Sunderland was when he didn't shake hands with Hume, the fullback, as he came off. He's just looking forward.
That.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Looked terrible, so didn't it?
It looked terrible.
Do you think you saw him?
Yeah.
Well... He came out straight away and said he didn't see it, and I've spoken to the player, this and that. But then from this account, there's a video from the other side of the pitch with a better view of it, and he's reposted at this Player HQ saying, as you can see, Beale, there's no way Beale can see this, the player as he's walking past, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, they've dug through these tweets dating back to 2017. I'll read one of the Rangers things. So he's tweeted this: huge title race in SPL. If Rangers eclipse the 92 points they got last year under Michael Beale, I think they will win the league. It's a big ask to get 32 points from 39 left. It shows how relentless the form was under Ange to hold off Rangers. They will do it again. So he's...
Has he light-shared?
He's tweeted that.
So he's actually written it?
Yeah, he's written it.
Ian, what's he called?
If Cindy.
If SAFC sack Beale, who in their right mind would want that job? Owners that won't back a manager in the transfer market and a toxic fan base who will boo the fuck out of him and want him gone as soon as they lose two games. The self-entitlement is on another level. He's retweeted that from this player ID. Is the account player ID.
And how many followers has this player ID got?
It's been deleted. Yeah, it's been deleted. So then they've done a little bit of digging.
So there's some sleuths been on it and realised...
Yeah, that back in 2017, give Michael Beale's new business at Player ID a follow and check out the website. You'll not regret it. So basically, it's been his burner account just promoting the life out of...
him.
Yeah.
And he's been liking and sharing and fluffing himself.
Basically. Who even has a burner account?
Michael.
Eh?
Who even has a burner account?
Oh, I bet you've had a few in your time.
Let me just consult my pictures here. My screenshots.
I mean, I imagine it goes on, maybe not so much in football.
I can imagine agents and that.
Yeah.
Agents and that all be They'll tweeting be stuff, it. I reckon.
Especially these players now that have media teams.
Yeah.
They'll be...
They'll it's sad though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
If you're going to get stick, just take it and get on with it like a man. But yeah, fair play at the second tier podcast.
Is that who's put all the information out there?
They put the full thread on. But they've actually credited...
Are they the sleuths?
No, the lad who found it was What The Folk Pod. Right. A Sunderland fan who's done his own podcast. I don't know how he's...
Just can you imagine him in his bedroom without post-it notes and string?
I know, that's what it'll be.
From tweet to tweet.
Like
I got him.
Like Helen Mirren in Prime Suspect.
So we've got Beale at the top.
We've got Queen's Park Rangers. We've got Rangers. We've got Sunderland. We've
Tom
got
starting to mad up.
We've got this tweet that's gone here. And we've got that like. We've got that retweet and that, oh, double like.
Bent managers.
Just, I mean, you can't. You can't win, can you?
I can't be talking, let's go to a pub for a drink, eh? That's what I always do, don't they, on criminal shows.
For the player too,
nah, piss poor.
Would you do that, though?
Piss poor.
Oh, I don't mean Beale. I mean...
Oh, him for finding it.
Would you do that? I think there's something coming here.
So on our first one back, so the one before McAteer, I actually think John is beginning to dislike Ball Chris. Two comments. First one, nothing much to report. Second one from Wolf Brother 2474. Great lad is Bald Chris. When, I mean, I saw that and I thought, it was a bit strange, but he obviously likes him. And then there was another one from the same episode.
You do some digging?
I've done a little bit of digging.
He's cut his string out.
Bald Chris is irritating worse for this one.
From the same guy who said I was all right?
No, no. Oh. Different comment. Someone's just come for you again. But the same guy's replied, Wolf Brother 2474. He is a sound guy. Genuinely one of the funniest people I've ever known. He makes this podcast better.
What's he called?
It's your sign off with Rose.
Wolf Brother.
Wolf Brother 2474.
Well, Wolf Brother 2474.
Well, you obviously know him. So it's either you or your mate.
Me.
Wolfie, just put us a tweet on, Biggin.
Is he active?
He's active.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah, not putting that much effort in, have I?
I don't know. Are you getting one of your new Sky mates? One of your... Is it one of Dan from Nottingham?
One of them bastards that you got with Nachos.
You wouldn't be that obvious, would you, put Dan Nottingham? We need to speak about this.
I just want Wolfie.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah, what... Yeah.
Because it's been pretty popular, hasn't it? I didn't realise. You must be the poster boy of the Sky.
Well, I didn't realise, to be honest.
Like, so how has it all come about this then?
The Sky
Yeah, Dan. How's it going about Dan?
I can't believe they go with a different with the name as well. Dan. I just keep getting messages, you know, from Alan Partridge. Dan! Dan! Dan!
So talk us through
the whole process.
Yeah. How's it?
Obviously, before we start, we were doing the podcast, I was doing acting and whatnot, and I hadn't done any in ages. All time and effort's gone into podcasts, hasn't it? So I've not done anything for a while. So I was speaking to the old agent and said, do you still fancy doing a bit? I said, yeah, do a bit. And then they said, do you want to do this? They just said it was for Sky. And then all of a sudden, it were everywhere.
The main man? We've had pictures from all over the UK. Billboards, buses, newspapers.
Yeah.
And what was the tagline?
Wank tacos or something.
Sometimes, you need to see the video. Sometimes I like to put a few chilies in me mates' nachos.
Yeah.
So if anybody's thinking about doing a small production and needs an actor, Dan's your man.
Dan's the man.
Someone replied to the McAteer episode saying it's great to see Dan from Nottingham do well for himself.
Well, one of the guys said, oh, I watch the podcast all the time, who was in, obviously, the production team, and I think they've...
So I think this fella from Sky is Wolf Brother.
Yes. I'm putting
these two together here.
Yeah. It could well be the case.
There weren't even a place for Dan from Nottingham, but they just met him one, didn't they? We'll call him Dan, we'll say he's from Nottingham. And
He's a practical joker.
She's putting a nacho in. What can we use for Dan? So they put a chili in this nacho. The cheeky buggers. Dan could do that.
He's a bugger.
Dan from Nottingham.
Dan, you've put chili in here, haven't you? You bastard. Again.
So can you get us some acting gigs?
Oh, have you not seen that? You need to follow the Instagram page. What's that thingy? The reel? Your picture? Your main picture?
The headshot. Right, yeah.
Oh, it's a beauty. We need one of them.
Yeah.
It's a shame this isn't on video because we should put it up.
It's 15-year-old, that picture.
Is it?
Yeah.
You look well on it.
Mm.
See, Me and you on there, we'll clean up, we'll get jobs.
I reckon, I'm just trying to think what would be a good role for us.
He's having a nervous grape over there. Oh, Wolfie.
Nervous grape. Not put any chilies in these, have you?
I'd like to be a dingle. And then trying to get me a dingle.
A ringo?
I'd like to be a dingle for
just
a couple of weeks.
Just an extra. Yeah.
You want
the main shot?
Yeah. Dingle for a couple of weeks. Can you get us one of them, please, Dan?
I could see what I could do. Like.
Yeah.
Come on, you need to look after us. Thing is, there's got to be more material to come. That one segment.
Oh, no, I did quite a bit, so I don't know if there's more to come.
You got to see what he puts in his smoothies. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, Jesus Christ, that is bad. Bad.
Jesus.
Bad, but... Now, going back to what you're on about, why do you... You know, when you're out, like, walking in or running in wilderness...
Yeah.
Who throws fucking dog shit in trees?
Hanging shit bags.
Yeah, shit bags. Shit bags. Who picks it up and then thinks, fuck it, I'll hang it on this tree? Really does piss me off.
There's controversy on the way to school at minute because somebody just keeps letting the dog shit all over path.
Pavements and that.
Every single day, like big turds as well. Pterodactyl
There's
ones.
No worse, is there? Fucking pick them up, man.
But like kids walking to school as well.
Yeah.
And then it's just all trod out.
They're not worse, were they?
It's like a talk of the playground.
I mean, you've got a new pair of trainers with proper, you've still got loads of tread at bottom. And
once you've stood in shit in a new pair of trainers, I think that's it. It marks them.
Yeah,
you just,
it does.
They're just never the same, are they?
But there's dog shit and there's dog shit where you take the top off it and it's just like fresh turd.
Steamy.
What's your method of cleaning? Are you?
You've got to get twigs off. You've got to get twig off tree, ain't you?
Oh, you've got to go for white first.
I know, but I'm wondering about if you've got a lot of tread.
Yeah.
If you've got a pair of Doc Martens on, you didn't fucking bother.
I honestly can't remember the last time I stood in dog poo.
See, I hadn't noticed it till recently, and there's somebody near me, and if you're listening, I'm watching. No, I'm that close to staking out because he's obviously a night walker. And he's got a bloody big dog for what's coming out of it.
Have you got an Orich Facebook page?
It's disgusting. I'm going to get in a bush or a tree or stake him out.
If you find him, you'll be a local hero.
Oh, again. In hell. That Dan.
Oh, again.
That Dan's what a guy that Dan is. TV superstar turns hero. Tell you what you don't see now, which we used to quite a lot, white dog shit.
It was a hidden gem, wasn't it?
A gem?
Why did you not see?
Wasn't
the urban myth that it was fox shit?
And there's still foxes now, isn't
there? That is a very good point, John.
A hidden gem. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw white dog shit.
I think.
You used to see him regularly, didn't you?
Yeah, did.
Not Frosty either.
I'm sure that shit. I read that it was something to do with certain dog foods that what were in it, and it's not allowed in it anymore.
Right.
So that makes sense. But you'd always point it out, though, wouldn't you?
White dog shit.
Yeah. Hey, Mum, I found another gem on my home.
What's that white dog shit?
Not sloppy though either, were it? You'd stand on a white one, not worry about it. Not that you would on purpose, like, but you wouldn't have to worry about standing on a white
one. That's a good point, because the shit that I talked about before, where you take the top off it and it's just fresh, white ones just stayed.
Oh, no, they were solid.
They were solid.
That's
almost
amazing.
As if they'd been in the freezer. They were hard pieces. You could probably smash a window with one. If you wanted to.
It's stored in. Just got a bag of white dog shit for a stored in.
Fucking white dog shit.
Hey, you know Tony Carberry? Well, I think I told you Rose were laughing her head off because I must have some cognitive issues, like, you know, swapping letters and getting names wrong. Because we're at my fishmongers over there, and Rose was laughing because I asked for a salmon Phillips. So there's any cognitive doctors out there that could tell me what's wrong with me, I'd appreciate it.
The people want Tony Carberry t-shirts.
Yeah.
Tony Carberry.
Is the top near you?
I think there is, but I don't think I've been to a Carberry, obviously, but I don't think I've ever been to a Tony Carberry.
Do it again.
Good. Oh, by the way, been watching things on YouTube recent. You know, people doing these food challenges. I'd like to go and do some of them.
Was that the Sunday dinner you put in before? Is that off there?
Possibly. But you know, some of the stuff that the people are eating.
What we're saying?
Where it's mass.
It quality, yeah. Is it
no,
quantity?
Quality.
Quality mass, though.
Quality mass. I'll get a few bits up.
What we talk? What up. Kind of like?
Are we talking? I seen one
breakfast,
burgers. I seen one yesterday, and it were like a. It's like just a massive joint of meat. And he had two of these, but I just pulled thing out, like beef brisket, and like a massive joint of that. And if you eat it all way in an hour or something, you get it for free. And I'd like to go and, well, I'd like to take you.
As if I'm just like that. What'd you call it?
Because you can do it. You'll be able to do it, and then we'll just go have some mine. Fast struggle.
They're on a show, weren't they? Because Johnny Vegas used to do the voiceover, and it were all about big eaters. You know, going to all you can eat, and it were all about getting the volume in. It's all the quality. It's all about volume.
This all looks proper decent now.
Right.
And would you take me as well? Would you look forward to taking me?
Yeah.
I like being the freak that, you know, like, I brought this with us.
Yeah.
That'll be able to do it. Don't you worry about that. That will be able to finish it.
Colin, I'm telling you now, you best press one of them T-shirts because he is going to smash this.
There's one near you where I want to go and do it and try it. Murgatroyd's Fish and Chip Shop.
Oh, that near, is tough.
What do they
voice.
Have?
They have a big fish.
And is there...
big fish.
What, and is there a challenge? Or is it just
a big
fish?
Yeah, I don't think you get it free, but it's a... You know, near airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what kind of fish is
it? It's the batter, isn't
it? There's surely an addock's.
Yeah.
How big's an addock?
Yeah, but if they put loads of batter on it...
Nah, it's a fucking...
No, but the fish is still the fish, isn't it?
There's not only a fish in half.
So do they put two fish in?
I'm telling you, it's a fucking big fish.
No, but I don't...
I like to go and eat it.
I'm not 100% on the logistics. I always thought if you had an haddock, that was the fish. I could be completely wrong here.
Well, it must have been a big haddock.
And then you batter the fish. So then how does the haddock get bigger? Or is it sliced?
What's the average size of an haddock?
I don't know.
Well, you've got no point then, have you?
I have got a point. I'm saying I always thought that an haddock, if you're buying an haddock, that was it. But obviously it might be... cut down into fillets.
Of course it was, it will be.
Well, I don't know how big an attic is. Do you know how big an attic is?
That big at Murgatroyd.
There's any fishermen out there listening? Do you want to get us in touch and tell us the average size? I'm going to Google it now.
I'm telling you, it's fucking...
How big's an attic?
And it looks mint and all.
I think that would be one thing that I'd struggle with because I get full off the batter quickly.
Yeah.
It's like me, kryptonite.
Do you ever go lightly battered? Oh, are you?
Nah.
Haddock. I didn't even know it was an option.
An haddock is between 1 and 3 feet long. Security.
Yeah.
So they got one of the big dogs in.
So I reckon
three footer.
I reckon they just not nip the end off tail and end off nose. Job done.
Stick it in fryer.
But I've been enjoying watching them and slight. I don't know if it's just because I'm dieting, but I've been watching them like fucking.
Yeah,
like,
temptation.
Erect.
Like them ones that do 10 burgers. If you can eat 10 burgers.
No, I don't. I have no chance. I can't eat a lot as it is.
You'd say you were full after the first one, and then just keep dipping.
But then
in.
Carry on.
It might take him a day and a half, but you get through all 10. Eventually, you get through all 10. Just patience.
Well, Americans are keen on it, aren't they? Like they have the pie eating competitions, hot dog eating competitions.
Cheat though, don't they, on them? Because they stick them in water, so all bread just goes soggy. So you're basically just inhaling, like I presume, semen.
Semen.
Have you ever seen a hot dog roll in water? Because all like semen-y.
Soggy.
Yeah, soggy and semeny.
No semen on it.
Well, I don't think you can put one if you want.
Not like semen.
Right then.
Loads of football chatter today, lads.
I know. So I mean, we don't actually know what the we haven't actually got a plan for the format, have we, for Friday Club?
But I think this is more for us, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, it's just, yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Just to sit and chat about white dog shit and that.
Yeah, reveal that we were almost sex offenders.
Oh, come on here.
It's true.
One mistake don't make a fucking... One swallow don't make a summer, does it?
Tell that to Prince Andrew.
There's only been 3 other incidents since 1999.
When we finish recording, we need a retrial. I want all the facts written down because I think...
We'll get them sleuths on the case.
Yeah.
We'll sort it out.
I've got another one and all, but...
Jesus, cereal. Cereal offender.
Should we leave that one for next week?
Probably really need to just leave that one full stop. just not revisit that bastard. But yeah, so what we've concluded is he's got an acting contract. We're not far off Emmerdale.
He has a burner YouTube account.
Yeah. You never see white dog shit because they've changed food. Stop throwing dog shit in trees, in bags.
We know where big addicts are.
Addicts, 3 foot at maturity. There's a fucking rogue shitter in Bolton, Norwich.
That's big news, that. Yeah. People are going to tune in next week to find out.
I reckon Labrador minimum size.
Oh, definitely.
But apart from that,
but I have set up a new email address, which is fridayclub@underthecosh.co.uk. So,
talking points, that's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll make sure. Absolutely nothing to do with that email.
Because we were scraping the barrel on this episode, as you can probably gather.
But I think it'd be interesting, some stories, maybe, if you want to send us some talking points. Mm-hmm. Problems, maybe you've got some problems.
Yeah.
They
can be anonymous.
Yeah, of course it can.
Yeah, like Beale's account. But you might get found out eventually.
As if he's deleted it as well, though. I've never seen a man, if we can just talk about football for 30 seconds, never seen a manager so disliked from the off. People were throwing the season tickets at him.
Is that because people like Moby that much?
Yeah, that's probably a big part. I fell out of the board just for the way it's gone.
Is it feeling as though your club's slipping away, man?
I've got my club back.
My club's gone again, man.
So, yeah, the email address. If anybody fancies, well, we'd appreciate it, wouldn't we? Anybody want some talking points, some advice?
Mm-hmm. Funny stories.
Very, very, very good with advice.
Because we'd talk a bit about football before we started.
I'll tell you what we can do.
Obviously, exposing the Oatwell tickler is a bigger priority.
The metronome tickler. I tell you what we could do with, like, that with Graham Norton with a chair goes up.
If it's a good enough title.
Has anybody got any fanny tickling stories they want to put in there? We're not, no, as I said, anonymous. Just, and then we'll rate it to, along them lines.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we want, isn't it? Like stories about even lads' holidays or...
Yeah, or maybe you're having a problem, you know, you don't know what to do. You, between a couple of ladies, you can do our love advice, maybe.
I might be able to dip in with the love bit and all. I went back in the day, you know, lads.
Hey, I tell you what, was quite a big revelation the other day when we were in Sunderland, that it's your dream to open a pirate thing cafe.
No.
It's you not know this about John.
It's not my dream. No. So,
always wanted to open a pirate thing cafe.
I thought it was a creche.
No, I would have liked to open a creche. That's true, that. You know, I like to talk shit. So we're sat in a cafe in Sunderland.
The Hatters.
So we sat in there.
It was Alice in Wonderland themed, weren't it?
Oh, the Mad Hatter.
The Mad Hatter, yeah.
Oh, and to be fair, the guy serving looked like
Freddie Mercury. He was a cross between Freddie Mercury and Ryland, wasn't he?
So the question was, if you were to open a cafe themed and you had to get dressed up every day in that theme, what would your theme be? So I said, I'd be a pirate. So from that's transpired to John's dream is to open a pirate themed cafe.
Why did you go for pirate?
Well, what would you wear?
Just pirate wouldn't even be in my top 10, I don't think.
Well, what would you call it?
We've got plenty of time. So if you've got to wear this every day and get in character, what are you going as? It's yours, you can do whatever you want.
70s rock.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, I didn't say anything. John just started spouting about this pirate cafe he wants pirate. To open.
What would yours be then?
I don't know. Star Wars would be a difficult one in suit.
Yeah. If you're struggling to take somebody's...
Mind you, try handing pots of tea out with an hook. It's going to be a nightmare.
You're going to be struggling, aren't you, taking two full Englishes out as R2-D2. I thought pirate were a fucking...
Yeah, no, cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
That would be an easier one.
Yeah.
Although, any suggestions, Matty? Or
be knocking tables over with horse.
70s
rock.
I just saw leather jacket and...
Well, listen,
you're thinking you're thinking like T-Birds and...
Yeah.
Greece.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
It's like an American diner.
Yeah.
It's not very original.
No, fucking hell. I'd drive straight past.
Sail straight past.
Unless it's... I won't even drop my anchor. unless it's salt 3 foot haddock and I'd nip in. Yeah, so obviously going forward in these, when Chris says something, he has just proven, just take it with a pinch of salt. Because he chats fucking crap, right? Absolute crap. So...
that's what that email address is there for.
What is it again?
fridayclub@underthecosh.co.uk. Any
all lowercase?
Does it matter?
I don't know.
Don't matter with an email.
Don't it?
No, you're good.
Fucking, I've been worrying about that ever since I got an email and all. when I give me an email out, what's your email? I always say it, it's lowercase. And I never had to worry.
Remember when he had that meltdown because he couldn't get logged into his emails?
John.
Another Trump, yeah. The world just stopped.
Yeah.
I'm fucked without my emails. He says.
I don't get the offers from Currys. Who's emailing you?
I've never heard of you sending one email in my life.
I send them all the time. Fucking on it left, right and centre, the old email. I mean, that's cyberspace now. What do I call it?
All lowercase.
So, thanks everyone for listening. If you're still here.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking with it.
One thing for this fucking FridayClub.com, whatever it is, if you see a white dog shit, photo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Send us some photos.
We need some photos of white dog shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, send us any other talking topics.
Yeah. What's happened in your life? What's happened with your pals and all like that?
And maybe if there is some suggestions of anything in the football world. That's interesting. Yeah. We can have a look.
Wind-ups, practical
jokes. Wind-ups, yeah. We can have a look.
Well, that's what we should start doing in here, your prank calls.
Get the calls on the go.
Yeah.
Because it don't have to be live, does it? I can just like do it Monday to Friday, just in my spare time.
Just for a bit of context, we do it... We're doing these like in between, because when we're going away for recordings, mainly we're doing them in our Airbnbs or wherever we're staying.
And it's fucking just spare time, do, that's really, isn't it? You ever see that one where a bloke phoned two Chinese restaurants and put phones next to each other? Can I make an order, please? No, you want to order. And they'll quit on for ages.
We used to do that. Because if you ring them at the same time, obviously you need a bit of luck. But we've had Mick McCarthy and Roy Keane on the phone with each other saying, hello, and you just need that initial thing to work.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Because nobody ever says who they are either. If somebody says, who's this?
Yeah.
You always go, who's this?
You need it. If somebody answers first and the other one's still ringing, you obviously put the phone away, forge
by
a bit
time.
Bit of signal problems.
Chris back.
Hello. One of them. And then if it comes off, it is superb. But Mick and Roy didn't get that one going.
It's probably just as well.
I know.
Fucking hell.
Well, I've enjoyed this.
Yeah,
first
so
Friday Club. Hope everybody else has as well. And just while we're here, massive thanks as always to the Patreons.
Yeah, you are the fucking main men and women.
And we've got some live shows coming up as well soon. You can see the dates on the website.
Are we going to have a different song for Friday Club or a different theme tune?
Yeah, well, we were saying that. Yeah, we should have a different theme tune.
Ah, you beauty.
Well, thanks for listening, yeah, everyone. Thanks.
Yeah, come get this stuff put away. We're getting better.
Cheers, Dan. See you next week. Hey, yeah.
Top man, Dan. I'm just going to check me...
treasure chest.
I'm just going to lift anchor. I'm just going to sail into the kitchen and see if there's out in my fucking nachos.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.